there's many ways to become an entrepreneur, but this podcast episode is not about dropshipping. This podcast episode is not about e-com. This podcast episode is not about Bitcoin or crypto. This podcast episode is about learning how to monetize your passion by teaching what you know. This podcast episodes are all about becoming a creative entrepreneur and monetizing your passion. All right, welcome to episode 68 of the Creative Entrepreneurs Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. In this episode, we're going to be talking about how to become a creative entrepreneur. Three simple steps that you need to take in order to become a creative entrepreneur. And we're going to dissect exactly what a creative entrepreneur is and what does a creative entrepreneur does. If you're listening to this podcast, as you know, this podcast episode is called the Creative Entrepreneurs Podcast. But before we get into the content of this episode, subscribe to my weekly newsletter, Forward Friday. Every single Friday, I send a newsletter to my email list. And in that newsletter, I dissect not only the things that you need to do in order to create your own online business, but as well inspirational content that I only share in that newsletter. Go to danielcarrizales.com/newsletter and you can subscribe to my Forward Friday newsletter. Again, this is something that I started some time ago and I'm in the process of creating even more content for that weekly newsletter. I not only share tactics and strategies on how to get started as a creative entrepreneur, but I also talk about mindset, business, and lifestyle. I also give a little bit of an insight or try to share as much as possible on what am I doing and what am I consuming on a day-to-day basis. So for example, if I'm listening to a particular audiobook or if I am listening to a particular style of music at that time. As you know, I am a composer myself for media, and I like to consume a lot of content like yourself. So it's a place for me to dissect certain things that I am actually studying at the time, books that I'm reading, podcast episodes that I am listening myself. So it's a perfect place for me to curate everything that I'm doing, not only with my online business as a creative entrepreneur, but as well different content that I have found online, because I'm like you, I like to search stuff, I like to get into projects, I like to consume things, I like to share with my audience everything that I am experiencing at that time, and a Forward Friday is the best place for me to put this there. So again, go to danielcarrizales.com/newsletter. Okay, so let's get right into the content of this episode. Now, I wanted to do this episode for some time. And you know, if you've been listening to the podcast for some time, you know that I'm talking about creativity. I'm talking a lot about the creative entrepreneur's journey, my journey as well. I share it here so you can maybe learn from my mistakes and you can learn as well of the things that I have done in order to become a creative entrepreneur. If you're new to the podcast though, my name is Daniel and I am a creative entrepreneur. I got started as a composer for media. I started to compose music from home as a stay-at-home dad. I created an income from that. And I was sharing my journey on YouTube, and this is how I built my audience at the time, a very small audience that I was building on YouTube. And from there, I became an educator. I became someone that was teaching others to do what I was doing. Now, in this world of entrepreneurship, there's many, many things that we can do. For me, creating music was something that I have always been doing for the longest time. But I have never, ever sold anything up until that point. So when I got started in the online world on writing music and being a creative person, not only composing music, that's obviously you need to be creative in order to create music like any other art form. But I had a problem in terms of earning money. How do I earn money with my music? So that was the first thing that I had to really figure it out. And as an artist and with all the baggages that we bring in the art world, right? Music is no exception. Music is usually considered as something as a hobby. It's not something that you can really earn money with, okay? But this is true as well, even for people that write books. If you go out there into the world and say, I'm writing books or I'm a writer, you better have something else to do on the side in order to earn a living. So for music, this is kind of like the same thing. for anything else is kind of like the same thing. If you, you know, but my struggles were with all this mental baggage that I had and all of these things that I was carrying from my childhood. And even though my father was a very successful photographer, by the way, and I remember growing up in a very artistic and creative household, surrounded by photos, surrounded by videos from things, visual stuff that my father was really into, right? My father was into music. He would listen to the Beatles. He was a big fan of John Lennon. So I remember growing up in the 80s listening to this type of music. And I remember, you know, very vividly my household being in this type of environment. But, you know, my father was a photographer. My mother, now she's retired. She's not a psychiatrist anymore. But she retired a few years ago. But my mother was a psychiatrist. So a very strange combination, as you can see. But my mother, she can actually paint and draw very, very well. You'll be surprised. And I have mentioned this in the podcast that both my father-in-law and my mother, they both, you know, they paint so well. They draw so well. When they sit down with my girls to just draw, I'm just blown away. And I can see that there's a level of creativity that it was never taken to the next level, whatever that means. And hey, you know, we need doctors, we need psychiatrists, that's fine. You know, my father-in-law, he used to work in a factory. And he, you know, it was a different time. There was no internet. There was no Creative Entrepreneurs podcast back then, right? To get inspiration and get ideas on how to monetize your passion, which brings me to the very first step. Okay, if you want to become a creative entrepreneur, the first thing you need to do is to identify what your passion is. So whether that's drawing, whether that's painting, writing, making music, you need to identify your passion, what that passion is. So that's number one, in order to become a creative entrepreneur. Now, a creative is nothing more than somebody that creates something, right? Creativity. Nowadays, the word creator is everywhere online. And I don't know if you're aware of this, but the word creator is being online for some time now. What a creator is, and I invite you to do your own homework and research on this, what exactly a creator is. And all you can do is just type into Google what a creator is. And actually type in the creator economy. Now creators, and it could be anybody. A creator could be someone that's doing a podcast. It's a creator. I didn't know about these things, actually, a few years ago. And even as someone who does YouTube videos, I didn't know that I was a creator. But someone that does YouTube videos is a creator. Now, you can't say that someone that does YouTube videos is the same as someone who does photography or music, but it all goes under the umbrella of a creator. So when you Google the creator economy, this is what comes up. And again, you can do your own homework, but the creator economy refers to the type of business that is run online by a content creator who monetizes their audience through paid partnership, ad revenue, tipping platforms like Patreon, and product sales. Okay, so what this means is that by you just having a YouTube channel and creating videos about whatever you're into, that makes you a creator. Now, you probably are not going to be making any money with YouTube in the beginning, all right? That's how I got started. You need to have certain things. You need to meet certain criteria in order to start earning an income with YouTube through Google Ads. It doesn't really matter. What matters is for you to create the product, okay? What is the product? Even though you're not selling anything at this point, you're just making videos. But you have to see even your videos as a product, all right? Because you want to create something that eventually is going to have some value, that someone's going to say, hey, I have seen your videos. I want to buy your product, okay? So this is something that is very important to identify. So for me, when I got started, I didn't know that making YouTubes will automatically make me a creator or a content creator. I didn't know about this term. All I knew is that I was a musician, a composer, a stay-at-home dad that was making money by selling music on royalty-free libraries. That's how I got started. So I identify my passion, and I didn't really need it to do that much soul searching, because I had already been involved with music for a long time. However, I have never, ever been self-employed as a musician. So it was a real transition for me to take ownership of my skill, of my talent. So as someone that was a stay-at-home dad and going through a midlife crisis at a time, I was looking for things to do online. I said, well, I have all of these guitars, I have my computers, I have my softwares, I know how to make music. That's right. My real passion is not to be in a band. My real passion is not to go on tours. My real passion is not to sell merch as an artist. My real passion is to write music, to compose music, right? So the music that you hear on this podcast, that's mine. So I create my own music for my podcast. I create my own music for my YouTube videos. So I like to write music. So I had to really find a way to make the music become a product. And that's what I did. So I identified first, like, okay, if I am a musician, a composer, I play the guitar, how can I monetize this? I don't want to become a guitar teacher. I don't want to play in a band. So it's like an elimination process of the things that I don't want to do. And it's a self-awareness and getting the clarity of what exactly you want to do. So for me, it was like, I like to be at home. I need to be at home because I'm a stay-at-home dad. So I can't really get out of the house. That works well for me. And I have to find a way to use the internet because I want to work remotely. I want to be able to make the music and I want to be able to get paid for this music. So this is how I came across this idea of writing music and selling it online, which is something that I still do to this day, by the way. It's completely passive, but it's something that I still do. All right. Not only I write music for my podcast, as you listen into the intro, and not only I write music for my own YouTube videos, but I do courses for this. Okay, but I'm getting ahead of myself now. But the first thing that you need to do is to identify what your talent is, what your skill is, whether you're a photographer, whether you are a writer, you like to write blogs. You know, I know people that like to write and they write blogs posts. They write stuff, you know, they have a talent for writing. You know, so you have to identify first what it is that you are good at, your passion. Actually know exactly what your passion is and then really focus on that. Okay, so once you have identified your passion, let's say that you're a musician like myself, right? And you have a passion for music and you identify exactly what you want to do. Say, I'm going to commit to, you know, playing an instrument. I'm going to become whatever. And that's the clarity that you need. So that's number one. Now, you are a creative by just doing this activity, but you're not a creative entrepreneur at this point because you're not really making any money. Okay, so this takes me to step number two. This will take you to step number two. Step number two is to actually monetize that passion. Remember the term that we were talking about just quite recently about the creator's economy? Right? You create something and then you start getting paid for. So for me, in the beginning was making the music, and that's something that I was already doing, but I wasn't really monetizing it. I already had the skill. I already knew how to make music. I knew how to record, how to mix, how to master. And if you're not a musician, what this means is just basically have an idea in your head and just record a demo. Just record a track, right? A piece of music. So I already had that. I just didn't know how to package it up and put it online. I didn't know what to do. So the second step is to actually monetize that passion. So for me, it was creating the music and putting that music in a marketplace. In this case, different marketplaces where people, funny enough, content creators like YouTubers and podcasters can buy it. So this is my clients. These are my target audience, like they say, right? All of these terms that you find online anyways on the business world, that is like your target audience, your perfect avatar and all of this boring language as far as I'm concerned. Even though I run an online business and I'm quite familiarized with this terminology, it becomes really boring and it becomes so academic and politically correct, right? I don't want to sound cynical, by the way, sorry. I don't want to sound cynical and I don't want to sound jaded. It's just that I want this podcast to be the Creative Entrepreneurs Podcast. So when you listen to other podcasts in the business section and you listen to other people talking about business and how to become an online entrepreneur and all of this, I want this podcast to be different. That's all I'm saying here. So step number two, in order to monetize your passion, is by actually getting that thing that you do and put it out there into the world and actually get paid for. So for example, if you are a writer, right? You write, let's say that you have a website, you write blogs, You need to monetize your writing. How do you do that? That's your homework. So this is something that I really will focus on in the early days of your entrepreneurship journey. Ask yourself, how are you going to monetize your passion? Ask yourself, if you are a writer or a musician, how can you get paid to do what you do? That's the most important question. So if you were just a YouTuber, for example, let me just give you different examples in different creative industries, if you will. So if you were a YouTuber, regardless of what your YouTube channel is about, your job is, how can you get to a certain level where you start making money with your YouTube videos? It's kind of like a simple process, right? But you'll be surprised, because not a lot of people have the patience to actually create YouTube videos, build a YouTube channel to a minimum of 1,000 subscribers. Okay, that's a minimum requirement by YouTube. And this has changed over the years, by the way. And you need X amount of hours of watch time in the last 6 or 12 months, I believe it is, actually. So you need to meet a certain criteria on YouTube in order to get monetized. Now, do people start YouTube videos and start a YouTube channel just to make money? Yeah. Did I start doing YouTube videos because I wanted to get paid from YouTube? No. YouTube just happened to be a platform for me to share my ideas. A lot of people do this. Now, it is a cool thing to get paid by Google, though. I'm not complaining, because I do get money from Google when I do videos. You know, I got a certain amount of watch time. I've been monetized for years. And I'm talking about my first YouTube channel, where I'm talking about music licensing. Okay, I have 2 YouTube channels. Again, if you're new to the podcast, I started as a composer and I documented that journey on YouTube. And my first YouTube channel is called Stock Music Licensing. You can Google that and you will find me there. It's a small YouTube channel. As I'm recording this, is I believe it's 12,000 subscribers. Okay, 12K. Not bad. I mean, for a YouTuber in the niche that I'm in, it's all right. You know, I'm certainly not doing this for the YouTube fame. I'm doing it just to reach a certain audience, and because I'm sharing my journey online. I have a couple of videos there for, you know, over the years. But when I got started on YouTube, I just wanted to share my journey. I wasn't looking to get paid. So the whole getting paid by doing YouTube is just an extra bonus. It's like, you know, it's just unbelievable. I don't complain at all. I make the videos. I build my audience. I build my authority that way. That's the way it has worked for me and for other creators over the years. And that's how you monetize yourself. Actually, by doing YouTube, so I'm not monetizing my music at all. I'm just monetizing my expertise in that field. So for me, going back, I'm going to use myself as an example to see how can this apply to you. So I identify exactly what my passion is, which is music. Then I monetize that passion by actually selling that music online. And on top of that, I decided to document my journey by doing vlogs and behind the scenes on YouTube. That way I created a small audience, and then I started to get money from YouTube as well. Now, it's not a lot of money, and I don't do it for the money, like I mentioned, but it's nice. I'm not going to complain, really. You know, it's like a tip jar, if you will, in comparison to the money that I earn with my business anyways. And even with the music, but it all adds up. And actually what it created was this mind shift for me as a creator and as a composer that, hey, I have control here of my creativity. Not only I'm making music, not only I'm selling that music, but now I'm making videos about that. And now I'm actually getting money as well with those videos. And I'm creating this kind of like ecosystem that goes around what I'm doing, okay? So that's number one. That's something that you have to really take into consideration and ask yourself. Again, step number one, identify what your passion is. Identify what your passion is. That's number one. Step number two is once you identify your passion, figure out how can you monetize that passion. So if you're a photographer, again, how can you get paid by doing photography? There's many ways to do this. You might be doing wedding photography. You might be doing all sorts of things in order to create an income with your photography. But probably you want to become a different type of photographer. I don't know. Maybe you want to become a travel photographer. I don't know. Listen, my dad was a photographer, like I mentioned. He did many things. But I know that his passion was in creating his own photos in a very artistic way. And he got a lot of, you know, stuff out of photography that it was, you know, exhibitions in Paris, exhibitions over here. You know, he will do the different projects, which was his real passion. Okay. And obviously he had a passion as well for teaching photography. So there's many things that you can do when it comes down to photography, the same way that it goes with music. But you have to identify that. How can you monetize your passion? And how can you put that into the world? How can you create a product? So again, if you're a writer and you write a blog, okay, that's for free. You know, you might even have an email list. Okay, this is all for free. You're being a creator and you have something. But how can you monetize that now, right? Probably you want to write a book if you're a writer. That's an outlet. Probably you want to create something out of your writing. How can you monetize your passion? There's many things to do around that framework, but you have to figure it out. That's the hard part, okay? Because then you have to say what you are really willing to do and what you really want to do with that. Remember that I was very clear on what I wanted to do with my music. So you're not going to see me playing down the pub with a band, even though I could do that for fun, but I don't see that as part of my business. That I don't see that as part of like, hey, I need to do gigs down the pub every Friday in order to build my business. That's not something I do. Or to build my profile as a musician. That's not something that I'm interested in at all. I'm actually interested to be at home making music. I love the composition and the production side of music. So you have to find out what you like. So if you're a photographer and you don't want to do wedding photography, you want to be, I don't know, a photographer. I don't know. Okay, I don't know exactly what you want to do if you were a photographer or if you are a photographer, but that's the homework. The same goes for you if you're a guitar teacher. The same goes for you if you're a touring musician. You don't want to tour anymore, right? You have to find a way on how to grab that passion and monetize it. That's the real homework, and that's the hard part, all right? That is the real hard part right there. Now, once you start doing that, you're going to find yourself thinking as an entrepreneur. Right there and then, because you're going to start thinking more of like, how can I do what I love to do and how can I take control of this and go in the direction that I want to go? I'm doing fine right now as it is, but how can I take this in a better direction to be more specific to what I really want to go? How do I see myself in the next 5 years? Can I be doing this like this even if I wouldn't get paid? That's another interesting question. I will still be making music even if I didn't make any money. Okay, the same goes with YouTube. And actually, I have a new YouTube channel with my name. And it's my second YouTube channel, you can say. But it's my main channel now. Well, I don't even call it my main channel. It's just my YouTube channel with my name, Daniel Carrizales. And that's the place where I talk about creative entrepreneurship. It's a place where I talk about mindset, business, and lifestyle. I don't earn any money with that because it's still a very small YouTube channel. Under 500 subscribers. Right? But I release a weekly video, sometimes more, and I talk about entrepreneurship. I talk about what I'm talking about here on this podcast. I talk about how I built my online business. How do I became a creative entrepreneur? How do I manage to get what I have, all of my skills, and turn it into an online business? How do I work remote free or location free with my wife? How do I'm still technically speaking a stay-at-home dad, but I don't call myself a stay-at-home dad anymore because now my wife works from home. After COVID, and actually before COVID, my wife did a great deal with her company. My wife is an editor for a book company. And she actually got a deal after her maternity leave for our second child to work remotely a couple of days. And then when COVID hit, it was just like a no-brainer to say like, you know what, just stay at home. You produce more work like that anyways. So, but we both work from home and my wife works with me on my online business. She helps me with all the things, the website, the tech, the admin. She deals with the accountant. I live in Greece and, you know, things are a little bit hard here in Greece when it comes down to self-employment. For people that work online, all right, it's just mind-blowing how a lot of things are behind here in Greece when you say to someone that, hey, I earn in dollars because that's my situation. All of my clients and everything that I do, I get paid in dollars, in US dollars, and then it goes into euro, right? But I have to declare that money. I have to pay my income tax money. I have to declare, I have to do my tax. You know, I have expenses as a business and I need an accountant for this. And it's really hard to navigate this here in Greece. So my wife takes care of that. And we have an amazing accountant after going through a couple of accountants that were really good, but at the same time, it didn't work out really well as a partnership. So, you know, I work as a team with my wife, which is something that we didn't know we had. My wife always wanted to work with me online to do something. My wife is very creative herself. She just didn't know how to monetize her passion, right? Before I got into the online world, my wife had a website. She had a blog, and it was about knitting and crochets and all of this. And actually, the fact that she bought a DSLR camera is what actually got me excited to start my YouTube videos back in the day, because we didn't have a proper camera, and she bought this DSLR for pictures that she wanted to take for her blog. But the problem with my wife is that she found and she identified something that she was passionate about at the time, and that's, you know, before she got pregnant with our second daughter, and she was really into crochet and knitting and into that community, and she will write blog posts and take some pictures and whatnot. And she said, I need to invest on a DSLR to take better pictures. And once she did that, I said, like, well, I can do now YouTube videos with this, actually. It seems like a pretty good DSLR camera. But the problem that my wife had is that she couldn't find a way to monetize that. And she struggled a lot, okay? She struggles a lot with actually being out and about, not out and about, but out there into the online world, like create something, you know. She was good. She's very good. She's very creative in many, many ways, but she couldn't take it to the next level. And when I started doing my thing, she found a perfect outlet for her creativity in terms of the online business. As we speak, and as I'm recording this, she has a new website because she's still a creative. She's still looking for ways to create something. And she's not necessarily bothered about the monetization of her content and being part of the creator economy. She's more concerned on how to find a direction and how to commit. And actually, I'm thinking about bringing my wife into the podcast. We actually been talking about this for some time, and I would like your opinion on this. Because I mention her all the time, and we both work together, but she wants to come into the podcast, and I wanted to invite her to just do a podcast episode together so we can talk, and maybe I can ask her questions, she can ask me questions, and we can share a little bit about our journey and how we work from home together as a couple, right? And maybe this will inspire you to do your own thing if you're married or if you have a spouse and or a husband and you probably want to do this. I feel very fortunate to be able to do this with my wife, to run my online business, to be a creative like this. And as I'm recording this as we speak, I'm literally recording this on Wednesday morning. It's 9 o'clock in the morning, and my wife right now, she's not here. I am recording this from my desk here where I do everything pretty much, music and everything, my coaching calls, absolutely everything. And my wife is right now in a yoga lesson. So because we work from home, we try to balance a life like this, you know, the kids go to school, my wife goes to her yoga lessons early in the mornings, and I find a window of opportunity to record my podcast episodes or to do something that requires the house to be, you know, peace and quiet. But that being said, I'm going to bring this podcast to an end, to the third and final step or the third and final thing that you need to do in order to become a creative entrepreneur is that once you identify what you're good at and what your passion is, and once you start to monetize that passion, the final step of becoming a creative entrepreneur is to actually show others how you did what you did. Now, this becomes a natural process because now that you have made the music, now that you have monetized your music, now is the time to show others how you did that. And you become an educator in a way, or someone that becomes a thought leader. You become a content creator, basically, just showing your process. This is something that I started by pure chance. Again, I'm going back to the YouTube. I didn't know that was going to happen for me. I started my first YouTube channel just sharing my journey. That was it. I didn't ever thought that I was going to become someone of influence in a good way. I know that being an influencer is another word that is being, out there in the online world on social media as well. I don't consider myself an influencer, but I do consider myself someone that is a thought leader, at least in my industry of music licensing. And this is what I'm doing here as well, as you can see with the Creative Entrepreneurs Podcast. I want to become a thought leader in the business and in the entrepreneurial world as well. Now, hey, is there a competition in all industries? Of course there is. And that's the beauty of it now, that you can just join in. Anybody can do it. Anybody can just become a creator. You can open a YouTube channel right now. You can create a podcast about whatever it is that you do and just document your journey. So let's say that you're a guitar teacher and you're teaching the guitar in person, right? That's your business. Or even if you do that on the side, you say like, hey, I play the guitar and I'm in a band and I also teach how to play the guitar because that's a way of earning an income, right? As a musician, a lot of people do this. So how can you take that passion into the online world? So now you have already identified what your passion is, which is playing the guitar. You're already playing gigs and, you know, it's a way of, you know, artistic expression. You probably make money and everything with this, but you also teach the guitar, right? And you want to take the guitar teaching business, which is in person, by the way, you want to take this into the online world. So how do you do that? That's the homework. You need to create content online in order to teach others. You need to create an authority online in order to attract your potential clients, your students. That's exactly the path to becoming a creative entrepreneur and monetize your passion in the online world. If you're listening to this podcast, I assume that you want to create an online business because online entrepreneurship is all about online business. Right? There's many ways to become an entrepreneur, but this podcast episode is not about dropshipping. This podcast episode is not about e-com. This podcast episode and this podcast in general is not about Bitcoin or crypto. This podcast episode is not about none of those things. This podcast episode is about learning how to monetize your passion by teaching what you know. This podcast episodes are all about becoming a creative entrepreneur and monetizing your passion. So you need to be very specific and very clear with your messaging. You need to be very specific and clear with your messaging. And you need to be sold on this idea to yourself first. I hope this podcast episode finds you well, my friend. I hope this is something that inspires you to create an online business. And to recap here very quickly before I let you go. Number one, identify what your passion is. Number two, monetize that passion. And number three, show others how you monetized that passion. I hope this podcast finds you well. Share this podcast, subscribe to the podcast, follow the podcast, give us a review. If you listen to this podcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, give us a review. It really helps the podcast get out there. I really love making these podcast episodes. Every single Friday, one podcast episode drops. And I can't wait to see you next week. Don't forget to subscribe to Forward Friday, my weekly newsletter for the creative entrepreneurs. And I would love to see you inside the newsletter. Thank you so much for all the love and support. It really means the world to me. I'll see you in another episode, my friend. Here's to your success.